Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is the Adi Leela, chapter 11, text number 31. Nityananda Priya Britya Pandita Dananjaya Atyanta Virakta Sada Krishna Premamaya. Translation by Srila Prabhupada, you can repeat. The 16th dear servant of Nityananda Prabhu was Dananjaya Pandit. He was very much renounced and always merged in love of Krishna. This is Adi Leela, chapter 10, text number 53. Shri Gadadhara Dasa Sakka Sarvopari Kaji Kanera Mukheyena Boy Laila Hari. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Can repeat. Shri Gadadhar Das, the 23rd branch, was understood to be the topmost, for he induced all the Muslim qazis to chant the holy name of Lord Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Jnana Atimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We shall discuss about Dhananjaya Pandit, thereafter Gadadhar Das Goswami, then a little with Srinivas Acharya because he's more well known, and then something about Gopastami. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he comments in his commentary called Anubhasya, that Dhananjaya Pandit was a residence in a village called Sitalagram in Katwa. Katwa is famous where Lord Chaitanya, what happened? Yes. Before taking sannyas, they had to shave his golden, like, locks of hair, you know, very, very deeply emotional pastime in relation to the devotees. Yeah. In relation to Gopastami, Dhananjaya Pandit is one of the principal 12 Gopalas in relation to Krishna. His name is Vasudama, and he also came of age on this particular anniversary of Gopastami to assist Krishna from being promoted from serving or herding the calves to now herding the cows. This Dhananjaya Pandit left on this particular day also and entered eternally into that Gopastami pastime. There is a temple in Sitalagram even today, and Dhananjaya Pandit established a deity of Shishi Gauru Sundar in this particular temple. And the descendants of, because he was in the, you could say externally Grihastha Ashram, not really a Grihastha, like that. His descendants still live up to today in Sitalagram, and they look after the temple worship. And on this particular day, even today, they are having a huge celebration to observe the disappearance day of Srila Janandaya Pandit. Now, Gadadhar Goswami, who is an expansion of Gadadhar Pandit in the Panchatattva, they are non-dual personalities, yet they are in two. So we'll describe that here. Now, Gadadhar Pandit in the Panchatattva, who's on our altar, is well known as the incarnation of Srimati Radharani, who feels separation from Krishna. And the famous verse that that fulfills the appearance of Gadadhar Pandit in relation to being an incarnation of Radharani in a particular mood is Aslisya Vapada Ratam Pinastumam Adashana Mama Hatam Karotuva Yatatata Vavidata Lampato Matpananatastu Saeva Napara. So Srila Prabhupada explains in the Antya Leela in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that this verse is actually originated from the consciousness of Srimati Radharani and then later on given to us by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the apex verse in the Shishastakam, like that. So this particular verse, when it is given to us by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is because of his association of Gadadhar Pandit in terms of being known as Gaur Gadadhar. Sometimes in our Gaudiya Vaishnava line, we worship specifically Gaura Nitai because of the mission of Krishna consciousness. But from an internal state of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, devotees in Gaudiya Vaishnavism also worship Gaura Gadadhar. So, as is well known, that Gadadhar Pandit Goswami is an incarnation of Srimati Radharani in separation from Krishna, which is exemplified in the verse Aslisya Vapadaratam Pinastumam. I know no one but Krishna as my Lord, and even if he kills me, Mama Hatam Karotava. Even if he makes me does not exist, there's no such thing as killing, but it's like that in the consciousness. Even if he makes me does not exist, still is my mat prana, still is my life of my life. Mat prana, my prananat, life of my life. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not all the time, but sometimes explained as Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalita, which indicates that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's consciousness is characterized by the emotions and bodily luster of Srimati Radharani. Like that. So, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood is characterized by this Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalita, and that manifestation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood of Radha duty specifically is the form of Gadadhar Das Goswami. Is the form of Gadadhar Das Goswami, who is an expanded feature of Gadadhar Pandit in the Panchatattva. Now, Gadadhar Das Goswami is more known as an associate of both Sri Gaura Hari and Lord Nityananda, like that. So as an associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he fits the description as one of the associates of Lord Krishna in conjugal love. And as an associate of Nityananda Prabhu, he fits the descriptions of one of the friends of Krishna in pure devotional service. But, you know, it's a very interesting combination. Very, very interesting combination, which we will discuss further now. We have said Gadadhar Das Goswami is the Radha Bhav duty, is the luster and effulgence of Srimati Radharani, which is exhibited in separation by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Krishna. This is the simplest language we can speak in. It has to digest a little. It's just the simplest language. You cannot make it simpler than that. Yeah. Now, this Gadadhar Das Goswami, he also established a temple in Katwa, which is near Sitalagram, and also a deity of Gaurasundar, which is connected to Dhananjaya Pandit in the same area. So all three of them in this particular day made their disappearance, so there must be some connection, which we will discuss soon. So Gadadhar Pandit, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was characterized by the emotions and bodily luster of Srimati Radharani, Gadadhar Das Goswami cannot be, it is not Gadadhar Pandit, Gadadhar Das Goswami established the temple in Katwa. I'm sometimes overlapping the names in my talk. because it's mixing in my own brain, so to speak. So if Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is characterized by experiencing the emotions and bodily luster of Srimati Radharani in separation from Krishna, then Gadadhar Das Goswami, who is the personification of this Radha duty, cannot associate with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu closely. He has to associate with Lord Nityananda. So therefore he is one of the chief Sankirtan partners of Lord Nityananda, not so much Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like that. And he had a very simple method of Sankirtan. He used to simply request anyone he meets to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this shows that if you want to associate with the Radha duty, with the bodily lustre, or the you could say effulgence of Srimati Radharani, you simply tell people to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This is what it indicates from Gadadhar Das Goswami. So one night, Gadadhar Das Goswami could not associate closely with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he was anchoring, because he was one of the main Sankirtan partners of Lord Nityananda, like that. So he wanted to follow in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one night alone, he went to the home of the Chandkazi and requested him, please chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the Chandkazi was very respectful to Gadadhar Das Goswami. And he said, yes, my dear sir, I will begin to chant Hare Krishna and dance also to the chanting of Hare Krishna tomorrow. So Gadadhar Das Goswami started jumping in ecstasy. He said, you said that you want to chant Hare Krishna tomorrow, but in saying that you already chanted Hare Krishna now. So why not start now? Chandkazi said, all right. Because in saying it, he chanted the Hare Krishna and the two words Hare Krishna, like that. Now, Gadadhar Das Goswami is also known as a united form of a gopi called Chandrakanti, which Srila Prabhupada mentions in the Nectar of Devotion. A gopi called Chandrakanti. So, it's a little difficult to explain this part. When Krishna plunged into the consciousness of Srimati Radharani and plundered her love for him, that is the time when Srimati Radharani exhibited this verse in her consciousness to herself. Aslisya vapadaratam pinastumam adashana mamahatam karotuva yatatatava vidato lampato matpananatustasayava. You are killing me by taking my love for me for you. But still, despite you killing me, because I am dead by not loving you, and you are taking your love, you're taking my love for you, which is my only treasured consciousness to serve you. But still, although you are making me dead, that I have now no love for you, still you are my life of my life. Mat prana natastusa eva napara. So when that happened to Srimati Radharani, she naturally she naturally, you could say, unmanifests. That's the best word I can use. She naturally unmanifests a duty D-Y-U-T-I. Yuti means emotions and bodily lust. Naturally that becomes like diminished. It's unmanifest. So when it's unmanifest, that duty, that bodily effulgence or luster is called Radha Bhav duty. When it's unmanifest, then it manifests in the form of the gopi called Chandrakanti. She becomes manifest as that duty. So therefore Chandrakanti is known as the effulgence of Srimati Radharani. Like that. See? Now, another interesting thing, which actually Srila Prabhupada says. I am reading this from Srila Prabhupada's purpose, but there's a way to connect it to see how we can absorb it in a proper form. Balaram, in the previous incarnation, he appeared as Lakshman. And he was very sorry that he had to do things because he had to strictly follow the order of Lord Ramachandra. Especially the last part where Lord Ramachandra ordered Lakshman, you take Sita to the forest, she's banished. And Lakshman, you take her. At that time, you know, Lakshman took a vow, never again I will appear as younger brother. So in the next appearance, Lakshman appeared as Balaram, as the elder brother. Now he had a bigger problem. You know? As the younger brother, he used to get constant service, all the time, service. And he was fully engaged. Now as the elder brother, Krishna says, you know, sorry, I cannot give you service, you my elder brother. You my elder brother. Like that. And Balaram does not allow Srimati Radharani to serve him. And she is also hankering to serve Balaram. See? So therefore sometimes in our altar, like Srila Prabhupada gave this beautiful deity of Lord Chaitanya as a gift to the Keshava Gaudiya Math, just prior to him taking sannyas from Bhakti Pragya Keshava Goswami. You should see that beautiful deity in Keshava Gaudiya Math in Mathura. Beautiful. So that deity of Lord Chaitanya is next to Shishi Radha Kunja Bihari? Vinod Bihari. Yes. Yeah. So you cannot put Lord Nityananda on that altar. You cannot put Lord Nityananda on the same altar of Radha and Krishna. So therefore Balaram is not there. Only Lord Chaitanya can be there. So every time Radharani tries to serve Balaram, no way. You cannot come near. Like that. So when Srimati Radharani was, you could say, unmanifested a Radha Bhav duty due to Krishna plundering her love for him and becoming Lord Chaitanya. So her love for Krishna disappears in terms of the bodily lustre, Bhava duty, Radha Bhav duty, and it appears as Chandrakanti. But Radharani also had the desire to serve Balaram. So part of that Radha duty also appeared as one of the close girlfriends of Balaram. Who knows her name? Prabhupada mentions it. Her name is Purnananda. Prabhupada mentions it. Her name is Purnananda. Yeah. And she's the foremost of Lord Balaram's gopi girlfriends. Is that all right? You know the wife of Balaram, her name is Revati. Yeah. And Revati appeared as Vasudha and Janava Mata in Chaitanya Leela. Like that, yeah. So therefore, it is most interesting that this Gadadhar Das Goswami that is his disappearance today, it is one of the associates of both Lord Chaitanya in terms of being Chandrakanti, and also one of the associates of Lord Nityananda in being Purnananda, a chief, a girlfriend of Balaram, like that. So you know this word, girlfriend. It's famous in the material world. Prabhupada uses that word just to relate to material experience, but not really like that. You know, Balaram's girlfriend, like that, chief of them. So, one time, this Gadadhar Das Goswami, not Gadadhar Pandit, who was actually an incarnation of Radharani, devoid of loving Krishna. I have no love for Krishna. Because Krishna plundered that love and appeared as Lord Chaitanya. So one time, this Gadadhar Das Goswami, who was the chief Sankirtan, one of the chief Sankirtan partners of Lord Nityananda, they were going to preach and they were returning from Jagannath Puri, returning to Bengal, like that. So on the way, this Gadadhar Das Goswami, he forgot who he is. He forgot that he is supposed to do Sankirtan with Lord Nityananda. And he began talking very loudly in the voice of a gopi girl. And he's saying, "Oh, I am in Vrajabhumi." And he started selling yogurt. So Nityananda is wondering, what's going on? So Nityananda's, you could say, consciousness goes into Krishna Leela and he says, my Purnananda. My? Because that is the form of the gopi, which is Radharani's lusted to serve Lord Balaram. Purnananda. So another time, with Nityananda, he was absorbed in so much ecstasy, this Gadadhar Das Goswami, that he went to the Ganga and he filled a jug, like a jug clay, you know, clay jug, like that, with Ganges water, and he put it on his head. And he put it on his head and he was walking like a gopi, like that. And then he came to some villages and they asked him, what do you have? He says, I'm selling milk. You want to buy? Like that. See? You want to buy? Like that. See? So he couldn't help himself but manifest his form as her, as a gopi in relation to Lord Nityananda, like that. So when he did that, I'm selling milk, then is the form of Chandrakanti. Form of? Chandrakanti. Amazing, this Gadadhar Das Goswami is the combined form of Chandrakanti, Purnananda, as well as the effulgence and luster of Srimati Radharani. Such an amazing personality. Yeah. And Prabhupada mentions in the Nectar Devotion, quoting from the Padma Puran, about Chandrakanti, how she is a fair-faced girl, and she rigidly observed celibacy in order to obtain Krishna as her husband. And she always engaged in meditating on the transcendental form of the Lord, chanting his glories. In that way. But she can only come near to being the effulgence of Srimati Radharani, not directly associating with Krishna. Now, for this wonderful disappearance of three great personalities, let's connect the first two with Srinivasacharya. Now, Gadadhar Das Goswami is Radha duty. Dhananjaya Pandit is who? What's the Gopa's name? Dhananjaya Pandit? Vasudham. So, one of Sridham. Sridham is the older brother of Srimati Radharani, and he always becomes attracted to play with Vasudhama, who's actually appeared as Dhananjaya Pandit on this particular disappeared on this day, like that. Yeah. So Sridham bringing the older brother of Srimati Radharani. Like that. He also, in one sense, appeared in Chaitanya Leela. Who is he? Come on. Who's Sridham in Chaitanya Leela? Come on. Yeah, Abhiram Thakur, formerly known as Ramdas. And he became later known as Abhiram Thakur. So Abhiram Thakur was so influential in his consciousness that he didn't know he was influencing others. How? In other words, when he was in ecstasy, you could say, and he offered his obeisances to a Shaligram Shila. When he was in ecstasy, when he offers his obeisances onto the ground and he touches a stone, the stone completely melts. The stone. And only one type of stone doesn't melt, the Shaligram Shila. Any other stone melts when he's in ecstasy. Like that, yeah. And Abhiram Thakur, he had one whip. Yeah. What do you call it? Jai Mangala, yeah. Mangala means auspicious, yeah. He had one whip. And whoever he touched with this whip, and sometimes he puts them into ecstasy by whipping them. And they start crying in ecstasy. They immediately become an exalted devotee of Krishna. So this is Sridham as Abhiram Thakur or Ramdas. So among his many Shiksha disciples, the chief Shiksha disciple who was initiated by Gopal Bhatta Goswami, but the chief Shiksha disciple of Abhiram Thakur is Srinivasacharya, whose disappearance there is today. Also. Like that. Sometimes in our line, the Shiksha Guru is more prominent than the Diksha Guru. So this is in relation to Srinivasacharya. His Diksha Guru is Gopal Bhatta Goswami, but his Shiksha Guru, principal Shiksha Guru is Abhiram Thakur. Like that. Very amazing. And Abhiram Thakur happens to be who? Sridham. Like that. Now who is Srinivasacharya? Who is Srinivasacharya? Very, very amazing. Who is Srinivasacharya? Srinivasacharya is an incarnation of Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy. And Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy is in the mood of Radha duty. Is in the mood of separation of Krishna, which Radharani feels. And when he gets ecstatic, that is that personality, that ecstasy of Mahaprabhu is in the form of Srinivasacharya. Like, such an amazing day for the disappearance day, days of Srinivasacharya, who is the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstasy, who's feeling the separation of Krishna, which is the duty, which is the actual potency of Srimati Radharani, which is the effulgence and lust of Srimati Radharani, who took, and that effulgence and lust of Srimati Radharani took the form of Gadadhar Das Goswami, who also happens to be near Katwa and installed Gauru Sundar, which is near Sitalagram, which is the place of Dhananjaya Pandit. So these three great personalities are connected to each other on this particular day. Now, coming to Gopastami. So the famous verse that Srila Prabhupada has chanted on Gopastami, which is very well known to us, you can chant, Krishnaya Vasudevaya, Devaki Nandanaya cha, Nanda Gopa Kumaraya,
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya,
Govindaya Namo Namaha,
Govindaya Namo Namaha.
So on one particular Gopastami, Srila Prabhupada chanted this verse, which is a principal verse from the prayers of Queen Kunti, our greatest woman philosopher. So this indicates, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lord who has become the son of Vasudev and who is the pleasure of Devaki, and Prabhupada says, and is the boy of Nanda, Nanda Gopa Kumarai, is the boy of Nanda. Prabhupada is a boy of Nanda. Like that. And the other coward men of Vrindavan. And Govindaya Namo Namaha, Krishna enlivens the cows. On this particular day he does it. He's enlivening to the cows. And go also means enlivening to the senses. Yes. So when Krishna and Balaram attained the Poganda age, you know, the age from 6 to 10, but it's not exactly 6 to 10, because they sort of transcendentally, apparently, grow faster, like that. So in the you could say, in one sense, in the Kartik Mahatmya in the Padma Puran, this particular day is described beautifully. Like that. And it says, you can try to repeat the verse, beautiful verse. Suklastami Kartiketu Smita Gopastami Budhai Tadinat Vasudevo Bud Gopa Purvam Tuvatsapa. So this is the very day. You can repeat the translation. The eighth lunar day of the bright fortnight of the month of Kartik is known by authorities as Gopastami. From that day, Lord Vasudev served as a coward boy, whereas previously he tended the calves. So one disciple asked Srila Prabhupada, if Krishna is a coward boy on Gopastami, who is Balaram? Like that. Who is Balaram? Then Srila Prabhupada said, oh, Balaram, he's a plow boy. And on this particular day, they not only herded the cows, they also herded the bulls, and Balaram took charge of that. Yeah. Bulls means agriculture, you know, plowboy. So therefore, that's the famous name on this particular day, where Balaram is called plowboy. And what's the Sanskrit? Come on. Haladar. Yes, Haladar. Beautiful. So Balaram is initiated on this day as Haladar. Nice initiation. As Haladar. And Krishna's initiation on this day, Gopal. Gopala. Gopal. Gopastami. They took initiation on this day for their activities of herding the cows and herding the bulls. Yes. So although the Komara age is from the day that the appearance of the Lord up to 5, and although Poganda age is from up to 10, and the Kishori age is up to 15, and thereafter Krishna is eternally Yovana. Yovana, yeah. But according to Sanatan Goswami in Vaishnav Toshini, and according to Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sunda Sindhu, and according to Ananda Vrindavan Champu, these three particular scriptures by the Goswamis, the 3 years and 4 months that Krishna stayed in Mahavan, Nanda Gokula, like that, is equivalent of the 5 years of an ordinary child in the material world. Like that. And thus, in that period, he completed his Komara stage of childhood, where he used to steal butter and so forth. So effectively, Krishna was 3 years, 4 months of age, which is equivalent of 5 years of a grown-up child in the material world. Like that, see? And then the period from 6 years and 8 months, when he lived in Vrindavan area, constitutes a normal child's age of 5 to 10, up to 10 years. This is six. First, 3 years and 4 months, then 6 months, then 6 years and 8 months, which is like Krishna's 10 years of a normal child. But it's actually 6 years and 8 months, like that. And then the period of the age of 6 years and 8 months through his 10th year, when he lived at Nandagram, constitutes his Keshori age, which is actually the age of a normal child from 10 to 15. Like that. See? And that's the time. They say of a normal child's age of 15, he killed Kamsa, but Krishna was actually 10 years and 7 months, almost 11 years. So his aging is transcendentally different from the normal age of children and youths in the material world. It cannot be compared like that. Now, some things from Srila Prabhupada about Gopastami. Yeah. Srila Prabhupada says, Vrindavan is also known as Gokula. Go means cows, and kula means to congregate, the congregation of cows, like that. So Gokula is named after the congregation of cows. And then Srila Prabhupada quoted, Chintamani prakarasatma shukal praviksha laksha vriteshu surabhi abhipalayantam. Laksha vriteshu surabhi, where the cows are freely grazing, congregation of cows. Like that. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada said, specifically for our new Vrindavan in West Virginia, our activity should be known. This can only be known as new Vrindavan because of cow protection and where the cows are freely gazing. Laksha Vriteshu Surabhi Abhipalayantam. And then Srila Prabhupada said, if you do this for new Vrindavan, you will never ever be the loser. You never ever be a loser. You'll always be here where the goddess of fortune will reside. Yes. Then one time in a letter to one of his early disciples, Rupa Nuga Prabhu, like that, Srila Prabhupada says, I heard that you are waking up your new deities too early. This is a good instruction for all of us, like that. So then he asked Srila Prabhupada, so what is the best time to wake up the new my deities? He said, just like we observe Mangala Aarti. What time the deities we wake up at Mangala, before Mangala Aarti? At 4. Yeah. And then we observe Mangala Aarti at 4:30. And sometimes, Srila Prabhupada, sometimes at 5 if you want. If you can wake up the deities at 4:30 and observe Mangala Aarti at 5, that's fine. Or we do at 4 as Prabhupada, you know, instructed us in sadhana bhakti. And at 4:30 we get darshan of Krishna. Like that. So then Rupanuga Prabhu asked, Srila Prabhupada said, why? I like to get up earlier. And I like to chant, therefore I get up my deities earlier. He said, Krishna, you should know that we should allow Krishna sufficient rest. We should make Krishna take sufficient rest. Although Krishna is the master of sleep, but Nidra Mayi, or in another sense, Yoga Nidra, wants to serve the Lord. Prabhupada didn't say that, I am decoding. Nidra Mayi, or the personification of sleep, wants to serve Krishna, Nidra. Not normal sleep in the material world. Like that spiritual slumber of Mahavishnu in Samadhi. And you don't see Rama Devi. She is internally in the form of Nidra Mayi. So Nidra Mayi is also a gopi that wants to associate with Krishna. So Krishna gets into a spiritual slumber by associating with the gopi called Nidra Mayi. That's the internal understanding. But the external way, Srila Prabhupada is saying, no, you know, you got to allow Krishna a sufficient rest. And Rupanuga Prabhu asked, why? He said, because Krishna has to go all day to herd the cows. You know? And also he needs sufficient energy to herd the cows and also play with his friends while herding the cows. Prabhupada gave this very simple explanation. Whereas Krishna is the master of sleep. So if he is the controller of sleep, he can invite Nidra Mayi, come and associate with me. He's not influenced by it. He's the master. Prabhupada said, Krishna is the master of sleep. He says, master of sleep. In this particular letter also after that, to Rupanuga Prabhu. And Srila Prabhupada in the Nectar of Devotion says, even the demigods worship the cows on this Gopastami day. That's how important it is, even for the demigods. They get affected by the Gopastami day. Yes. And then Srila Prabhupada says in another purport that these coward boys, they never have a kid to know who Krishna is. They simply know Krishna is our dear friend and is very intimate and very lovable to be with. Yeah. And Prabhupada says that the coward boys, they are so fond of Krishna that they don't sleep in the night. Their sleep is that they're always thinking for the next morning when they will be able to meet Krishna and go and herd the cows and play with Krishna. They don't sleep. And play with Krishna. Prabhupada says, like in a purport in the third canto, in the second chapter. Very beautiful. Yeah. So this first day of Gopastami, Mother Yasoda knows that, you know, Krishna is now Gopala and Balaram is Haladar. So she takes Krishna, she dresses Krishna nicely, you know, and she takes Krishna to the edge of the, you say, boundary of Nanda Maharaja's household, like that. So she cannot go beyond that edge, sort of a gate. So she opens the gate, and of course everything is transcendental, it's not a regular gate, it's all Chintamani. She opens the gate, the wood is also Chintamani. Yeah. And she goes out of the gate, Sri Krishna is telling Mata, inside. She says, why? Every day I used to come outside the gate. He said, no, I have been promoted. I'm a big boy. You know, I'm not your little baby. I'm inside. Mata, inside. You can't come out of the gate. Then Mother Yasoda says, my dear, you know, they say Lala, you know, my dear Lala, just today only, today. Because she has to transition that embrace from being a child now to a big boy. That transition takes place there. On that first day of Gopastami. Come on, let me embrace you. Like that, yeah. Then Krishna goes outside the gate and Mother Yasoda kneels down because she comes to the height of Krishna. Like that. Krishna says, no, I am not baby anymore. You don't have to kneel down. Let me look up to you. She was just lamenting and crying, you know, I miss my little child. I miss, he's grown up now, I miss my child. Like that, I miss my child. So, Mother Yasoda is facing the cows. Mother Yasoda is facing the cows. Krishna's back is towards the cows. Right? So Mother Yasoda is embracing Krishna to go backwards into the gate, but Krishna is embracing Mother Yasoda to go back to the cows, into the field. Yeah, yeah. So the cows, they don't turn back. They look forward and they turn their heads. And they turn their heads like that, and they look at Mother Yasoda like that. Now this is the most beautiful sight of a cow. If you see a cow from the front, it's all right, it's beautiful. If you see a cow from the side, it's beautiful. But when you see the cow from the back swishing its tail, and it's turning its head and seeing Mother Yasoda, that is the most beautiful sight of a cow. It turns its head and you see its tail like that. So when the cow does that to Mother Yasoda, it wags its tail like that. And the ears are telling Mother Yasoda, you know, send him. Send him. We are waiting. It's our first day. Come on, send him. Like that. So each form of the cow is separately enlivened. The ears become separately enlivened. The tail becomes separately enlivened. Send him. Okay. So what Krishna does, Krishna imitates the cows. Like that. So Krishna is embracing Mother Yasoda, he's looking at Mother Yasoda, and he catches Mother Yasoda's eyes looking at the cows. And then he turns. He turns. Now, this is another beautiful sight. Looking at the back of Krishna, and Krishna is turning and looking at the cows. Same position. That's another most beautiful sight of Krishna. Where you see his back and you see his head turning like that. Yeah. Head turning like that. And then Mother Yasoda feels great, vipralamba. He is going. He's going to be a big boy now. He's going. He won't spend more time with me as a baby in my childhood. So eventually she leaves him and Krishna goes to the cows. And the cows are in ecstasy. Happy. You know, they wag their tails, swish their tails, and the ears move this way, and they dance and they go into the field with Krishna. So Mother Yashoda goes back into the home. And then she immediately goes to Nanda Maharaj and she doesn't speak. She simply weeps and she simply sobs. Like that. Simply weeps and sobs. But there's no embrace. This is culture. You should know this. This is Krishna conscious culture. Nanda Maharaj never embraces Yashoda. All he does is he rubs her head. It's okay. He rubs her head. It's okay. He will come back in the afternoon. It's okay. Like this is Gopastami. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. One more thing. Just to conclude with Srila Prabhupada. After Srila Prabhupada's disappearance on November 14th, 1977, at 7:26 or so, between that muhurta in the evening, prior to that Srila Prabhupada, I explained on Govardhan Puja morning class, prior to that Srila Prabhupada had a desire to go to Govardhan. And that desire was fulfilled for Srila Prabhupada in his last days. The devotees took a very nice, beautiful, small deity of Srila Prabhupada and a nice photo of Srila Prabhupada and they went on Govardhan Parikrama on Gopastami Day. On Gopastami Day, which is exactly 4 days after Srila Prabhupada Day. And this tithi in this particular year fits closest to Srila Prabhupada's anniversary. November 14th, Srila Prabhupada disappeared this year, November 15th. November 15th. And today is November 19th. And on Gopastami was November 18th in 1977. Very close tithi. Fits nicely. So Srila Prabhupada also went on Govardhan Parikrama on Gopastami Day after his disappearance in the form of the deity and in the form of his photograph. Very auspicious day, most auspicious, Gopastami. All right, I believe we should go for darshan now. Shri Gopastami Mahamotsav ki jai, Shri Srinivas Acharya ki jai, Shri Gadara Das Goswami ki jai, Shri Dhanandaya Pandit ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrinda ki jai, Natai Go Prem Anande, Hari Hari.